Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Senate passes climate bill.
We've really changed the world.
Assessing flood damage.
You'd see cars floating by, furniture.
Easing COVID rules.
Guidelines that could be coming today.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A key part of the Biden agenda has made it through the U.S. Senate. In a strict party line vote yesterday, Democrats approved a bill designed to target inflation, invest in clean energy, and cut the price of prescription drugs. CBS's Nicole Killian tells us Republicans contend it will hurt the economy.
The bill, as amended, is passed.
Applause erupted on the Senate floor after Vice President Kamala Harris delivered the tie-breaking vote to pass Democrats' signature economic, health, and climate agenda.
It's been a long, tough, and winding road. At last, we've arrived, and we are elated.
Called the Inflation Reduction Act, it is the largest federal investment to address climate change, with $369 billion for clean energy programs, including tax credits for individuals who make their homes more energy efficient or buy electric vehicles. It allows Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drug prices and caps drug costs for seniors at $2,000 a year. The Congressional Budget Office says the $430 billion package is expected to cut the deficit by $300 billion. It will be paid in part through a 15% minimum tax on corporations and increased IRS enforcement. Republicans who opposed the measure had choice words.
This is going to continue to drive us into a bigger recession than we are.
It is a terrible idea.
Republicans were successful in blocking a $35 cap on insulin prices for most Americans. That provision needed 60 votes, and only 7 Republicans joined the 50 Democrats in favor of it.
Now that he's testing negative for COVID-19, President Biden plans to visit the flood zone in eastern Kentucky later today. It's where people like Jennifer Ritchie are facing uncertainty.
We're really sad because we lost everything that we built for the past 7 years, but that's just stuff. We can always get that stuff back.
She had to be rescued from the roof of her home. Mr. Biden has expanded federal disaster assistance to Kentucky to cover the full cost of debris removal and other emergency measures. As early as today, the CDC is expected to relax some of its COVID-19 restrictions just as kids head back to school. Here's CBS's Nancy Chen.
According to a draft document obtained by CBS News, the changes could allow schools to relax their strict social distancing measures. They would also de-emphasize so-called test-to-stay strategies, where students exposed to the virus take regular tests to stay in the classroom. School Superintendent Michael Cornell fully supports the possible changes.
What we have to focus on in school is making sure our kids experience joy, value, and connection in school.
Another potential update, those exposed to COVID would no longer need to quarantine, vaccinated or not. Instead, the recommendation would be to mask for 10 days and test 5 days after exposure. Still, the proposed changes are raising some concerns, with only about 30% of younger children fully vaccinated.
They've already been sentenced to life in prison for murder. Today, the three white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia 2.5 years ago face new court action. A federal judge today begins hearings to sentence them for hate crimes. That, too, could bring life in prison. Overseas, Ukraine is accusing Russia of kidnapping thousands of children during its invasion and taking them to Russian-controlled territory. CBS's Chris Livesay has more on two boys who were taken but were later rescued.
Russian forces took us away, says 16-year-old Ivan. He and 15-year-old Maxim were living in an orphanage in Mariupol when Russia invaded. The boys tried to flee, but say they were captured by Russian forces and held with 20 other children, some as young as 8.
Were you afraid that you would never come home?
I had such thoughts, yes. Ukraine says Russia is systematically stealing their children and stripping them of their identities. Russian TV says they're saving them instead. Here's Russia's Children's Rights Commissioner telling Vladimir Putin that Russian citizens have big hearts and are lining up to take the children.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
President Biden says he's angered and saddened by the killing of 4 Muslim men in New Mexico. Authorities say one man was killed Friday night in Albuquerque, and the crime may be linked to the ambush killings of 2 others in the past week and another 9 months ago. Ahmad Assad is with the Islamic Center of New Mexico, where some of the victims were regular visitors.
We're hopeful because good is going to defeat evil. We're hopeful that our state will emerge again as the state we all know, welcoming diverse cultures.
Overseas, Israel and Islamic Jihad reached a fragile ceasefire after 3 days of fighting.
Israel launched dozens of airstrikes on Gaza, and Islamic Jihad fired more than 1,000 missiles at Israel over 3 days. Former head of military intelligence Tamir Hyman says Israel hit Islamic Jihad hard and killed 2 senior commanders.
A huge tactical success, but no real change or transformation in strategic level.
Islamic Jihad said some 40 people were killed, including children. Israel says most of the children died from Islamic Jihad rockets that fell short. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
The Coast Guard intercepted a ship packed with migrants off the coast of Key Largo, Florida, over the weekend. Adam Hoffner of U.S. Customs.
With over 300 migrants on board a vessel, they were extremely dehydrated, very dangerous conditions.
On Friday, at least 2 people died when a migrant vessel capsized north of the Keys. The 1980 World Series winning Phillies were honored yesterday. And 81-year-old Pete Rose returned to Philadelphia for the first time since being banned by baseball over gambling. 5 years ago, plans to induct Rose into the team's Walk of Fame were scrapped when a woman claimed he had a sexual relationship with her when she was a minor. Rose called a female reporter who asked about it yesterday, Babe.
I'm here for my teammates. I'm here for the Philly organization. And who cares what happened 50 years ago?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
There's a new summertime taste sensation in London.
The Ice Cream Project is a pop-up shop, but it doesn't serve your basic chocolate, vanilla, or mint chocolate chip flavors.
Salad cream ice cream. It tastes like diluted salad cream with sugar in it.
They take standard items you'll find in any Londoner's pantry or refrigerator and turn it into ice cream, like baked beans, ketchup, even mayonnaise, which she says is actually
really good.
Stacey Lin, CBS News.
A Chinese official used a tweet about restaurants based there but also found in Taiwan to try to help assert Beijing's claim over the island. That tweet sparked ridicule. One response said, with McDonald's, Starbucks, and KFC in China, China must be part of America. And another pointed out, with 100 ramen restaurants in Taipei, Taiwan is definitely part of Japan. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.